Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So this interview is brought to you by Government Pension Administration Agency. So we're really glad to interview and welcome to the show CEO of Government Pensions Administration Agency, Kiribuani Mwidiye, who is on the line with us this evening. I really appreciate you making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, people and the listeners.
So we first, before we get to the content of what the Government Pension Administration Agency does, let's talk a little bit about you and congratulate you on this appointment. How has it been so far?
Oh, thank you, Pimelo. It's been 2 years
into
the role. It's been a great challenge. Mm. There's never a dull day within the agency.
Mm.
And it's exciting, and we look forward to serving our members on a daily basis.
Mm. I know it may not be a big deal for you, but the industry was certainly celebrating the fact that you're the first woman to lead this agency. Has that changed? And I know sometimes people downplay this, but just the compassion, because this is the kind of work where you need to put yourself in the shoes of those who are, you know, looking for solutions, who are waiting for those pensions, families that are distraught and the like. Has that changed anything at all in the agency? Do you get any feedback about that?
Mostly, Timelo, because obviously when you bring that feminine touch, I like the fact that you've mentioned compassion.
Mm.
And I think one of the first things that I had made clear when I took over office is that one complaint is one too many.
Mm.
And we will try in every possible way to direct the resources to where we enhance our customer experience, our client experience, and our stakeholder experience.
Mm.
And over the past 2 years, it has become imminent that that has been the situation, and that it can actually be proven through some of the achievement and some of the good feedback that we not only get from our members, but from our stakeholders as well.
So let's maybe give people better context, because I think sometimes people have a sense, but they're not very clear on what exactly the Government Pension Administration Agency does. Let's get, you know, a holistic, a comprehensive answer to that question.
Yes, I think we are mainly confused with the people always ask, what is the difference between the Government Pension Administration Agency and the Government Employees Pension Fund?
Yeah.
So they use the two
interchangeably, sometimes.
Interchangeably, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a difference, my apologies, because the Government Pensions Administration Agency, which is the GPAA, we are the administrators.
Yes.
We administer the pension benefits for the Government Employees Pension Fund.
Mm.
So the GPF funds us, and we have a relationship, a client, we have a client administrator type of relationship, and that relationship is basically governed by the service level agreement that we have with the Government Employees Pension Fund.
Mm.
So that is basically the difference. So all the administration work in terms of the day-to-day member maintenance,
mm-hmm.
from admitting the members to the time the members exit, meaning we enroll the members when they come and join the government.
Mm.
We educate the members about benefits and processes that are in place within the GPF.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously collect contributions on a monthly basis from members, and we monitor clients' concerns. And, you know, we work according to the rules that because we are governed by government, we pay our benefits based on the government employees' pension law. So if there's any suggestions regarding the rule changes to the GPF where possible, you know, our role is to advise and engage with the GPF board accordingly.
And then there's the big issue of the unclaimed benefits that always comes up. And, you know, people sometimes not knowing, you know, where to look. They hear that my father, my grandfather, whoever has this pension sitting somewhere. Just maybe take us and walk us through what the process would be like for someone like that, who's not even sure.
That is correct. With the unclaimed benefits, we must remember we need to first to understand what the unclaimed benefits are. So what unclaimed benefits are is for any benefits that we know what is the mode of exit, and they have existed for over 24 months with us. So members, they'll sometimes they exit without claim, or they claim and then we know what is the reason for that claim. But they take about the minute we reach that 24 month threshold, they become unclaimed benefit.
Okay.
So this can be exacerbated by the fact that when they try to claim and they submit insufficient documentation, then we decline and ask them to correct the situation, and sometimes they never do come back to us.
Mm.
We also have death cases, for example, remaining family members that don't know what to do when their loved ones passes away. Mm. And we always encourage family members and families to discuss their pension so that in case of death, those who remain know what to do. And sometimes another maybe big contributing factor is when clients do not update their personal
details.
Information or details with us. Mm. We always encourage that when any life-changing event changes, for example, if you have a child, please register that beneficiary or your email addresses change or you change jobs, you change telephone numbers, you change addresses, you know, just do it. And what's been the case is that in the past, we've always depended on members to go to the employer departments to update it. But we have made things very simple for our members because that they can do it within the click of their hands, because we have updated the GPF app. So members can actually go and upload GPF app. They can do all those things within a phone click away. So it becomes a bit easier for the members to do that.
Do you collaborate with other agencies or maybe even stakeholders, not necessarily government agencies, to assist you with that information in the event that someone has, you know, neglected to come back to you and say, well, you know, I've now moved from one city to another? Is there a way in which you can get that information without me as the responsible, you know, pensioner to get that information in an easier way? Is that possible?
It becomes a bit difficult, and hence we encourage do it yourself. You understand? Because we do collaborate, but it becomes a tedious and a lengthy process. But some of the stakeholders, like the number one stakeholders that we depend on, is obviously the employer department. For example, if you work for the Department of Education or you work for the Department of Health, we always encourage that, you know, we foster those relationships with employer departments, because the type of relationships that we have with our members is when they go and exit, either through retirement or resignation or other form of exit, they have to go submit via the employer. So they can't come directly to us. So it's very important that we foster that strong collaboration with the departments, and we always educate the department the do's and don'ts when coming to claim for the benefits. And we also work hand-in-hand with the Department of Home Affairs because the Department of Home Affairs obviously can get the latest information regarding the ID, the marital status. That's where we check other the beneficiaries, because obviously with an abridged certificate, you are able to see, if you punch in your ID number, you're able to see, you know, who the beneficiaries of that member is. So it somehow makes it easier for us in case the deceased have eliminated a beneficiary, or sometimes when you know, external forces come and say, I'm the child that was undeclared in the fund, then we also have to consider that. So we look at all angles, but we always encourage members do it yourself, because it shortens the length of us paying your loved one's time is free. And if you don't do it and prolong it, you know, we have to go through investigations, we have to go through various, so it becomes serious, and obviously it prolongs the time that we pay. So I think we also work hand in hand with the bank.
Yes, you know, that's what I was thinking.
Because our mandate is to pay benefits.
Yes.
Timely to the rightful beneficiaries. That's very important. Because you can feel that you have to pay to the rightful beneficiaries. And the only way we can verify is through assistance with Home Affairs, through the bank, you know, to check that the relevant banking details that we have do belong to the members of the GPF. So those are some of the stakeholders that we work with. But also, when we do unclaimed benefits, we work hand in hand with community development workers, because community development workers, you know, they can reach and understand and know who the unclaimed benefits might belong to. And we also focus with the media, like what we're doing now with you. are going on a campaign for unclaimed benefits. You know, we've got those unclaimed benefits on the GPF website. We always encourage members log on to www.gpf.co.za and look under unclaimed benefits, and then you'll see every province has got a list of beneficiaries unclaimed benefits, so you can actually check and see if your loved ones are there or you haven't claimed. And we also collaborate with the Premier's offices. We mainly step into the DG's fora for Premier's offices, because that's where all the HODs and heads of departments are actually meeting, and they're able to assist us from an HOD level to engage with the relative department and do the claims timely.
I actually think we need to have a Q&A session with you at some point, even if it's not directly with you, just to take the calls, you know, for people who have questions and maybe they, you know, they haven't been able to find the right answers. So I think we should do that in the near future. The two-pot retirement system, everybody's been talking about it. You know, do you have numbers? How much have you paid out? Do you have those numbers for us?
Yes. No. It's fine, because I understand my team. We will have those Q&A sessions.
Yeah.
Because I understand how we have structured. We will give you, you know, subject matter experts that can actually sit in into the show and take real live questions and assist members with real live notifications. I think we can organize that from this. Yeah, time goes on.
Yeah,
but in terms of the two-part retirement systems, yes, we implemented this on the 1st of September. And obviously, the Government Pensions Administration Agency, we administer the largest pension. And I remember, I think it was last week or the week before last, when SARS announced that we, like the industry as a whole, as at last week, they had paid about 33 or 34 billion.
Yes.
So we have paid, from a GPF perspective, a third of that, about 11 billion, 11 plus going to 12 billion so far for the two pots. So we have received, because our membership, we've got about 1.2 million members and about 430,000 members have applied, and we have paid so far as of yesterday 96% of the members that have been paid. That's roughly 400 and I think 20 something that we have paid.
Well, that's a good percentage. 96% is a good percentage. So, you know, obviously some people didn't know this conversation was going to happen. It's here now, and we will arrange for another Q&A, as you said, with the technical people. But where can people find you in the event that they have anything, you know, pending right now? Where can people find your contact details as an agency? How do they get hold of you?
Yes, as an agency, we've got a call center line. For the call center, you can call our members can call 0800 117669. So that's for the call center.
Yes.
And we've got 18 offices across the country.
All right.
So if you go to www.gps.co.za and check under location or offices, every province, we've got an office and a co-location. In some provinces, we've got co-locations, not all provinces, but it's written on the GPF. So you can check if you want to have that personal touch, one-on-one conversation. Or you can download the GPF self-service app. You know, with the self-service app, there's quite a number of things that you can do that the self-service app can assist.
Well,
but we're also on social media. Yeah. We're on the LinkedIn pages and the Facebook page for GPF Social.
Well, thank you very much for making time for us. I really appreciate it. And all the best, and maybe have yourself a wonderful festive season.
Thank you so much, Pimelo, and thank you for inviting me. Have a lovely evening further.
Thank you. That's Ms. Kiriboni Madiehi, and she is the CEO currently of the Government Pensions Administration Agency. And this interview is brought to you by Government Pensions Administration Agency.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.